I'm Alan Hall, president of WeatherGuard Lightning Tech, and I'm here with the founder and CEO of IntelStore, Phil Totaro, and the chief commercial officer of WeatherGuard, Joel Saxham. And this is your newsflash. Newsflash is brought to you by our friends at IntelStore. If you want market intelligence that generates revenue, then book a demonstration of IntelStore at IntelStore.com. Offshore wind developer Ørsted has signed a long-term charter with Caterpillar for a new A-class wind turbine installation vessel. The hybrid vessel can transport and install both turbine foundations and the turbines themselves. It has a capacity for 6 XXL monopile foundations or 7 complete 15-megawatt turbine setups per trip. The partnership extends Ørsted and Caterpillar's collaboration as the offshore wind industry scales up to meet ambitious targets. Now, Phil, offshore developers and ship developers make a lot of sense here just because of the lack of ships and all the pressure to try to lock in ship time.
Yeah, absolutely. And given some of the past experience Ørsted's had with, lack of vessel availability, I mean, it was part of what they claimed was the rationale for pulling out of some of the projects in the U.S. as well, was lack of vessel availability. So this gives them something dedicated and assumes that they're obviously also going to have a big pipeline of projects to be able to go justify, spending, I'm conservatively thinking, about $225 million on an installation vessel of that size. It's a great deal, and it helps, certainly provides certainty for Caterpillar as well, who also just got through their merger last year with Eneti. I think this is a great thing that both companies are going to be able to benefit from, and it certainly brings Ørsted some certainty on, a vessel capable of deploying what is currently kind of the latest generation of Western developed technology.
So Caterpillar has 4 existing vessels and 6 next-gen new builds on order, right? That makes them the world's largest wind turbine installation vessel operator. And what this does, by Ørsted saying, we will put a charter on one of them from 27 to 2030. So that's a 4-year-long charter. You see this in the SOV market as well. But a lot of times the SOV market, they're a little bit more extended because they're going to say, we own this wind farm. We're going to be operating it for the next 10, 15 years. Sometimes you see SOV contracts like that for 10, 15 years. I've seen them through a couple years ago. I saw some through 2038 that were on contract, right? So that's enough money or promise for a company like Caterpillar to build something, right? SVACT has done a bunch of things in that sort. So Ørsted coming, of course, off the tail end of a lot of the installation projects that they've done, struggling, scrambling to find these vessels, saying, you know what? No, we're just going to sign an agreement. We want one. We're going to have it for 4 years, and we're going to utilize it for 4 years. Good move.
Quinnbook Infrastructure Partners has successfully closed its $600 million U.S. dollar Quinnbook Valley of Fire Fund. The fund is led by Blackstone Strategic Partners and Aris Management Infrastructure Secondaries Funds. The portfolio includes a Gemini project, one of the largest operational solar and storage projects in the U.S. and the Valley of Fire portfolio, consisting of 7 projects with a total PV capacity of over 2.65 gigawatts and a potential for 1.5 gigawatt of battery storage across Nevada, Colorado, and Arizona. So, Phil, as we have seen large wind deployments across multiple states at this point, we're seeing the same sort of thing happen in solar and battery storage to balance the grid, right?
Yeah, and this comes at a time when, FERC and some of the national labs in the U.S. have just released an updated report about the interconnection queues, where wind, solar, and especially solar and storage are taking up the overwhelming majority of these queues. So there's a huge amount of need for capital deployment on solar and storage. But also hybrid projects where you've got wind, solar, and storage potentially all being built together in a single project site and a single interconnection, which is going to help kind of expedite more grid stability and power offtake. So all in all, I think this ends up being a good thing for Quinnbook.
I'm talking Aries Management Infrastructure here. These are the part of the group that's leading this fund. They bought Apex Clean Energy. So you can see more and more of the same style of things like we've been talking about with BlackRock, with Larry Fink talking about deploying capital into these infrastructure projects. You're seeing a lot of these bigger funds scooping up investment, scooping up development, scooping up active assets in the renewable energy space. I think Ares actually has $11 billion invested in like 4.5 or 45 gigawatts of generation and transmission capacity. So the big money is moving into these spaces.
Canada Pension Plan Investment Board is consolidating its existing direct and indirect offshore wind holdings into its UK-based portfolio company, Reventus Power. Now, Reventus Power becomes CPP's investment's dedicated global offshore wind platform, with teams in the UK, Germany, Poland, and Portugal forming a group of approximately 50 offshore wind specialists. CPP Investments' current exposure to offshore wind exceeds about $1 billion Canadian dollars. So, Phil, we're seeing this a lot with investment groups where they're starting to staff up and create an organization to support the investments they're in. What makes this Canada Pension Plan unique?
Well, keep in mind as well that they've actually got a significant amount of asset ownership also in onshore wind in Brazil. And this new venture is also looking at offshore wind projects in places like Australia, where they've got an application in a consortium comprising Mainstream Renewables, AGL, and Direct Infrastructure. So, this is, I think, a great thing that they're doing where, you know, CPP Investments can really start leveraging a lot of the you know, they're I think, the number one or number two pension in all of Canada. So, you know, the other one, I think, being the Ontario Teachers Pension. So, I mean, this is a big deal, and they've got a lot of capital to deploy. And they like renewables, and I think they're going to keep scaling in this way.
I think the interesting thing here that I want to touch on is something that is a trend Alan and I have been talking about quite regularly. But the sentence here in the press release of forming a group of approximately 50 offshore wind specialists. So what we're seeing in the industry is there used to be, or there still is, a lot of financial asset owners that are, we're the financial, we provide the capital, we buy the projects, you develop the projects, you run them, blah, blah, blah. But what we're seeing is these investment groups, to protect their investments, are actually bringing on specialists and engineers to watch over their assets in a, you know, a more active manner than they have in the past, simply because, you know, performance of the assets when you're just kind of hands off hasn't been as prime as they want them to be. So more and more of these financial asset owners are employing engineers and staffing up.